Hey everybody, welcome to my world. Is it as cold where you're at as it is where I'm at? It's been cold, I'll tell you what. And hopefully it starts warming up because I can't take this cold weather. And I've got friends in Florida that had snow. And other friends in Mississippi and Alabama and Georgia, and they had snow. At least up here in the north, we know what to do with snow, okay? Boy, has it been cold. I mean, today it was -7 this morning. And for around here, that's cold. Now, of course, if you're in the Upper Peninsula, Michigan, -7 is probably springtime. Who knows? Well, anyhow, guys, welcome to my world. And we're right here on the Trim Radio Network, and we've got to do a disclaimer before we do anything. Nothing in the show should be considered legal, medical, financial, or investment advice. You want to take what we say with a big grain of salt and always do your own research and due diligence. We're not responsible for any kind of disclaimer, and especially, I'm tongue-tied. Expressly disclaim all liability for damages of any kind arising out of use, reference to, or reliance on any information contained in this broadcast. And any persons or characters mentioned are, for the most part, fictional or as close to it as we can get. So you want to sit back, relax, and chill out and tell your friends about us and have them tune into the show every Wednesday live. Okay? Wow. I'll tell you what, sometimes I wonder about the way it's been as far as being cold outside. And I kind of wonder about that because I'll tell you what, with a lot of the stuff that's out there, sometimes you feel like this poor guy. Okay? Whoa. Is that the way it felt like this morning when you got up? Did you have to go out and scrape the snow and the ice off of your car? Yeah, you felt like your fell off. Sometimes you feel like your fingers froze off or your nose fell off. Well, anyhow, that's about how I felt. Well, we've got a lot of stuff to take a look at. And I'll tell you what, this road salt, oh man, it gets in the air and you breathe that stuff. It's like I have an allergy to it. Oh, my nose itches, my eyes itch. Maybe it's telling me I ought to go to Florida. I don't know. Friends of mine just took off. Yeah, they went down to Indian Shores Beach in Florida, which was about 3 or 4 miles from where I used to go at Indian Rocks Beach. And Indian Rocks Beach got hit kind of hard, and so did Indian Shores, but I guess they cleaned everything up. So they're going to go down and spend 3 months down there. Can you believe that? 3 months in Florida? Maybe they'll get snow. Revenge. Anyhow, Connie and George, I hope you have a really good time down there. I wish I could be down in Florida. Maybe I'm going to have to do that. I'm going to have to go down there and get out of Dodge up here. But anyhow, guys, oh, so much stuff going on. I have to do a big shout out to the Trim Radio Network. And, you know, we always talk about that on the show. And if I can find the buttons here, you know, it's been about a week since I've done this. And I'll tell you what, it gets to be a little touchy here. Now, hang on here. Let me get this. I had it all set up and I hit the wrong button like normal. Boy, I'll tell you what, maybe I'm getting spastic behind the camera or something. Who knows? Anyhow, guys, let's see if I can get it up now. We can talk about the Trim Radio Network. Let's see. Are we there yet? I bet you we are. And here we are, guys. And you can see us. And we've got Adventures Await Around the Bend. Okay, that's a podcast. We've got Ranch It Up with Tigger and Beck. We've got Life Walk with Christ God with Michael Bejas. We've got Money and Change every Sunday, okay? Every Sunday. And generally, it's live unless something big, important things, you know, pop up. And I've got to do an encore edition. You know, it's a rerun. And but I'll let you know in advance. You want to check out our pages for that on Facebook for Money and Change and My World. Also, we've got Offsides, College Football, Top 25. We've got My World, Live, Laugh, and Whatever, every Wednesday live. We've got the Positude Podcast. We've got Riscala's Red Pill Reality Show. And, of course, Victoria Smith's Natural Marketer Podcast. Boy, when we have a little conference, and I'm on there with Riscala and Michael and, of course, Victoria, we have fun. And I think when Michael has to leave, we cut up and have a real blast. I mean, we have a lot of fun. But I'll tell you what, you can check us out. We're on Facebook. We're on Rumble. And we've also got Spotify. You can listen to us on Spotify. And you can check us out. And if you want to do your own show, all you have to do is just go up here and there's a little box and the magic finger is running around. It says, hi there. Thanks for visiting the Trim Radio Network. How can I help you today? Click on that button. And guess what? It says, have a question? Well, of course I do. Put your name down where it says name. Put your phone number in. And then put your message in. Also put your email address. Okay, so we can contact you. But you put your message in, hey, I would like to sponsor a show or I would like to do a show. What do I have to do? And just send it to us and something will pop up and say, we'll be right back with you. And somebody will contact you generally the next business day. And they will send you the information that you need to do to be a member right here on the Trim Radio Network and broadcast your own show. It's easy to do. If I can find the buttons and click on the right buttons, you can do it too, okay? I know a little bit about computers, but I'll tell you what, when it comes to pressing buttons on a screen, I get lost sometimes. I know everybody's laughing about it, but it's true. But anyhow, you can do that. You can join us, okay? Check us out. But, you know, one thing you can do is buy the merchandise, you know, support the network. You can contribute, okay? You can do that, or you can buy the merchandise. If you buy the merchandise, click on the Shop Now button, and eventually something will, there it is, something will pop up. Trim Radio Network Tumblr, 10 ounce, Make Your Right Vote 2024. Nice shirt. Advertise for 30 seconds, advertise for 60 seconds, whatever. You've got your Trim Radio black mug. You've got your duffel bag. You've got your ornaments. You've got your white ceramic mug. You've got your Red Pill Reality Show new blend hood sweatshirt. And we cut the bolt rectangle phone key ring. Check that out, okay? We've got all kinds of stuff. All you have to do is just check and go to our site, buy the merchandise, and help support the show. That's all you have to do. We've got a lot of stuff for you to get, okay? Also, if you want to listen to us now, there's the Listen to Us Now, the live stream button, or past episodes. You can partner with us. You can support the station. You can donate or shop the merchandise, okay? You have a list of the shows, and hopefully your show can be added to this list, okay? And I got to stop saying okay all the time. That's a bad habit of mine, always saying okay. But buy the merchandise, help support the show. See, I didn't say okay, did I? Okay? Oh, I said it. Oh, Michael, one of these days you're going to nail me for saying okay too much. Well, anyhow, guys, we also have a big shout out to the University of Findlay. They are now number 5 in the nation in NCAA Division II basketball. Go Oilers. Yeah, number 2. Division II. And they're number 5. That's great. And I still haven't been up there for a game. I have to go up in February. That's the only time I have on my schedule. And it will be sometime on a Thursday or a Saturday that I can get up there to do with the shouting and cheering people on. I guess they have a very good team this year, which is great. I was there for the national championship team when they won 36 games straight. Yeah, that was one heck of a season. And they beat Ohio State. And they beat Xavier University, Bowling Green State University, and went on to sweep everything. And those guys were fantastic. Great three-point shooters, too. Bunch of farm kids, but they know how to play basketball. Anyhow, shout out to the University of Findlay. You can get a bachelor's, a master's, or a doctoral degree there. Great students, great facilities. They have a new partner because the University of Bluffton has merged with the University of Findlay. University of Bluffton is about 20 miles away. And what you can do there is you can go take classes at the University of Bluffton, and you can also take classes at the University of Findlay. The University of Findlay, from what I hear right now, they're going to take over the financial controls of the University of Bluffton, and also they will handle the legal work. There's a lot more things to be worked out, but they're in the merger process right now. And if you go to the University of Findlay in Findlay, Ohio, they have three campuses. They have the hazardous materials campus. They also have the equestrian campus, and pre-veterinary classes are also there. And you go to the main campus, and a lot of your classes will be there. Great facilities. If you want to live in the dorm, great dorms, very nice dorms. If you want to live in apartments, they have those too. Okay, it's a great school. Dr. Kathy Fell has done a fantastic job. Trust me. And it's fun. It's a nice campus. There are about 3,500 to 4,000 students there. You can take some classes online. It's a great place. Check it out. Okay, University of Findlay, www.findlay.edu. Do it. Okay, we've got Rusty Ducks Custom Pens and Blanks. And I'll tell you what, Phil over at Rusty Ducks Custom Pens and Blanks, he does an excellent job. He just does more than pens and blanks. You know, the blanks are the center part of the pen, and he will do that, and you can machine your own center part of the pen, and you can use a cross pen platform. Both Michael Bejas and I both have pens from him. We bought them, and they're beautiful pens, and he has some of his cars on there, and I'll tell you what, they're good pens. Maybe we could talk Phil into putting his merchandise on our Trim Radio Network merch page. That's something to think about. I'm going to have to talk to both Michael and Phil and see if that might be doable. Okay? And Phil does some other things too at Rusty Ducks Custom Pens and Blanks. And you got to check him out. He's on Facebook, Rusty Ducks Custom Pens and Blanks, and you can join that group. Okay? I'm saying okay again. Oh my goodness. How do I break myself from that habit? I don't know. Well, anyhow. We've got the Big Family Homestead with Brad and Krista, and they're on Facebook. No, they're not on Facebook. They're on YouTube. They have been. They're out in the middle of Wisconsin, and it's cold out there. Check them out. Good people. I've met them, and they're good people. Trust me. I wouldn't recommend anybody that wouldn't be good people. Also, we have what used to be the Deep South Homestead, which is really Pecan Grove now, with Danny and Wanda King. Also good people. All these people, I'd love to have them as neighbors. Really, we would have a really good time. And they experienced snow. I don't know how many inches of snow that they got, but more than likely it would be similar to what they had in New Orleans, probably 5 or 6 inches of snow. And probably it will be melted off and gone by Friday, maybe sooner than that. But check out their show, Pecan Grove. And also, Dave Kobler. And Dave is in South Carolina, and he is talking about boots on the ground and the economy and everything. And I'll tell you what, hopefully he's staying warm too. Hopefully he's not down into the minus digits like we were this morning. Also, check out Rachel at the Patriot Nurse. And she has a lot of things on how to heal yourself naturally. Trust me, she's been around the block. She knows nursing. Okay? Check her out. Patriot Nurse with Rachel. Also, Prepper Princess with Amber Stork. She's got some really good stuff. And we've got LDS Prepper and Dave Gilmore. You know, you get me hooked in this stuff. Okay, GMRS radios. I don't know if you can see that. I have to check this. I don't think you just saw that. Just the trim radio part. Whoa. Well, I've got other stuff. But anyhow, we've got the GMRS radios. And you know something? When the weather gets bad and you don't have power, like, for example, today I just got a notification. So many thousand people that were on AES around here in Ohio were without power. And I asked somebody, well, gee, how's the power where we live, which is American Municipal Power, AMP? And they said, nobody was without power. How's come AMP customers don't have a power outage? And AES does. Well, that's the question to be answered. Maybe that's because we have really good line crews and really good equipment. I don't know. But anyhow, Amber Stork, she talks about a lot of different things on how to be off-grid with your electricity, alternative heating for homes, what she uses for transportation. I guess she must have maybe a half dozen electric bicycles. And she uses those instead of driving. Maybe I'm going to have to do that. Of course, I don't know if they would trust me on an electric bike flying around town. I don't know if I could do that. Well, I probably could. Maybe it's something to look into. Well, anyhow, we've got that. We've got LDS Prepper with Dave Gilmore, and he hooked me on these GMRS radios. And getting back to that, when the weather gets bad and the power is out, the phones don't work, the cell phones don't work, but the GMRS radios do. Oh, yeah, they work. Let's see if I can finally get that up on the screen here. I'm gonna see if I can do that. Let's see if we can do that. Oh, yeah, here we are. These GMRS radios, oops, if you get the right ones, you can really talk to a lot of people. Your license is $35 for 10 years through the FCC. And I'll tell you what, this is an Ocean 935G Plus with a Nagoya 771G antenna, which stands for GMRS. Anyhow, you get one of these and you can talk to people 35 miles away if you're in the right location. And it's great. You can talk to your relatives. You could, if they have a license and they have radios, you can talk to your family. Okay. They could be at the mall and have one of these and you could talk to them. Or they could be out driving and you could talk to them, okay, if need be. Okay, when an emergency arises, these things are great. Trust me. And that's when the power totally goes out. Of course, if you're off grid and you have solar and whatever, you'll be fine, okay? I'm saying okay again. I got to cut that out. I can get in trouble with that. Oh, one of those days. Anywho, and I got to stop saying anywho too. I have these quirks. I got to talk about this weekend. But before I do, I got to talk about the Macs. Colby Mack, I'm going to post his video on the Money and Change website. I might do it on My World too, because he talked about a lot of relevant stuff today, and I really like the guy. I like to have him as a neighbor too. And he's, I believe, down in Mississippi. And he makes a lot of sense. Anyhow, those are the guys I got to give you a shout out to. And they're great people, or I wouldn't be talking about them. Okay. What happened Sunday? You know, Sunday I was supposed to have money and change, and all of a sudden, Saturday, I received a notice that I was requested to be in Salina, Ohio, not Salina, Kansas, but Salina, Ohio, and attend a water buffalo get-together. Well, I'm not a water buffalo, but I was after that meeting. And I'll tell you what, it's like this flyer that you see on the screen now. It says, Yabba Dabba Doo, the Water Buffalo degree is coming to you. Remember the Flintstones? Remember Fred and Barney and Wilma and so forth? Pebbles and Bam Bam and all that. Well, Fred and Barney joined a lodge. And it's the water buffaloes. You know, you have to get away from the women sometimes. You know, guys just have to do their own thing sometimes. You know, so you have the elks and you have the eagles and you have the masons. Do they have masonettes? Anyhow, you have all that stuff going on. And a group of the Masonic group said, okay, let's have some fun. Masons like to have fun once in a while. You know, you have the Shriners, you know, with those little hats they wear and so forth. I have to dig mine out. Yeah, I've got one too. Anyhow, they decided to do the Loyal Order of Water Buffalo degree and invite everybody in town to go to this thing. And they said, we're going to do it in Salina, Ohio at the Masonic Lodge there, and it's to raise money for a cause. And I said, okay, that's fine. Let's go to it. Well, we have a fundraiser for George Moore, who is Mason, and he's anticipating his next year will be Grand Illustrious Master of Royal and Select Masons. That means he is going to have to travel all over the state of Ohio and attend a lot of meetings, okay? So, Sunday, they had a pizza party. I couldn't make the pizza party. And that was 10 bucks per person. And you had to send in a reservation. But the degree starts at 2 p.m. and is just $20 per person. And I figured, hey, $20 to help a fellow brother, George. Okay, he's also an attorney in Salina, also the city prosecutor, would help him out because it's going to cost him a lot of money as the illustrious, you know, grand poobah, the illustrious master. And it's probably going to cost him $2,000, $3,000, $4,000, $5,000, $6,000, depending if he has lodging or he has to travel. Okay, it can get expensive. And he's got to raise money. So a few of the brothers decided, okay, we're going to do this water buffalo degree. And they were able to order pins, and you can see them on the screen, patches, coins, and hats. And the pins and patches will be available for $10 each, and the coins for $20 each. And the hats can be purchased in advance at Amazon. Okay. Oh. Well, I bet I went ahead and I bought a hat, which I'm not going to wear because it isn't what I like. It doesn't stand up, it flops. And it for 26 bucks, I'm going to have to go to Foy's Costumes in Fairborn, Ohio, northeastern part of Dayton. And I'm going to have to see about getting a hat that stands up like you see Fred and Barney there. And I did get a shirt that looks like Fred's, you know, with the black squares or triangles on and the tie. You have to get the tie. And I got that. And I think even though it said double X, it was double X for an Ethiopian that had been on a diet for probably 6 months. I didn't squeeze into it very well. Okay, it fit like a well-fastened girdle, I'm telling you. But we had a blast. We had about 40 people there. And here's the group. You can see us, and I want to make sure you can see us. Yes, you can. And I'll tell you what. This group, and this is a picture from an earlier session. I'm not in this picture. But you can see all these different people, and you can see the guys with the funny hats and everything. And guess what? Brother George happens to be down here, and he is Dino the Dinosaur. They all have, you know, different costumes and stuff. But the kingpin for this whole thing, and I do mean the kingpin, is Brother Ron Nischwitz. And he puts this stuff on. It is a blast. We have so much fun. You know, I took a friend with me, and she said, okay, I think this is going to be stupid. It's going to be idiotic. I don't think I'm going to do it. Well, we got there, and I, of course, signed in and everything, and I got my pin and so forth, and I was getting dressed in my outfit. And she said, oh, this is stupid. Nope. This is totally insane. I said, look, it helps a brother out. You know, it's $20. Don't worry about it. I got signed in. We went inside and we had a good time. And she was laughing and all the hijinks that were going on. It was like going to a lodge meeting of the water buffaloes. It was fun. And we helped out George. We raised $800 in that meeting just for him to be used for his travel expenses when he becomes the illustrious Grandmaster, okay? And I've known a few in my lifetime so far, and friends with a lot of them. And I'll tell you what, it's a fun group. It's one of the groups of Masonry. It's in what they call an appendant body. But anyhow, we had a good time. And we went through the initiation. And I can't tell you about the initiation. I really can't tell you, because if I give up the penalties and the signs and what we went through, guess what? I have to eat a concoction of explosive baked beans, sauerkraut, deviled eggs, and a whole bunch of other gaseous things. And I don't think I could stand that. I mean, there wouldn't be enough Beano in this world to keep me from, you know what I mean? So, you know, I won't get into that. But we did have fun during that degree. We had a little bit more people than what was in this picture. Eventually, I'll have mine. Yeah, we have fun. You know, we had people that drove 3 hours from Cleveland, Ohio, in the snow to get there to do this thing. 3 hours. Yeah. And they had a blast. And there weren't just Masons. There were other people from different other groups and people in Salina and around in the area and so forth. Everybody had fun. And these are the guys that principally put it on. And there's Ron and, of course, Wilma. I don't think Wilma was there this time. And we had the other cast of crazies, okay? And there are a lot of people that are water buffaloes. And they enjoy putting this thing on. And it won't hurt you. It won't degrade you. It just has a lot of fun involved in doing this. Okay, I think this picture was taken in Miamisburg, I believe. Okay, yeah, it is Miamisburg. And, you know, they have bowling tournaments and everything else. It's fun. It really is. Yabba dabba doo and a big woof to Brother George and Ron. A big woof. Okay, see what's going on? Even little kids were there. Another location, yeah, they were doing bowling in a bigger place. Here's another bigger place where they were at, okay? You can join the fun. because it is fun. This is a motley crew here. I'll tell you what. It's a bunch. But anyhow, that's where I was. Now you know the rest of the story. So if you ever get a chance to join the water buffaloes, do it, because it's fun. If it wasn't fun, I wouldn't be telling you about it. Okay? You think at the beginning it's kind of stupid, but you have fun. You meet a lot of different people. You know, you meet people from Indiana, from Ohio, Michigan, even Cleveland. Okay? And it's amazing because I've been over there when it snowed 54 inches and tried getting around in that. They didn't have that, but they made it. And I couldn't believe that people came in from Cleveland to get through the snow. It was a trip. It really, really was. So if you get a chance to join the water buffalo, the loyal order of water buffaloes, yabba dabba doo and a big woof, do it. It's fun. Too bad I couldn't take videos of it, because then I'd be eating that crazy stuff with the beans and broccoli and cauliflower. No Beano in the world would take care of you. Okay. Hey, what else do we have going on here? You know, the power grid, I talked about, you know, possible power dying out, being non-existent, going out. PJM is a big power concern in the East Coast. It's basically up around Niagara Falls and in New York area. And a lot of people get their power from PJM, and our local area here, we're not on AES, we're on AMP, American Municipal Power. We buy power from PJM, Niagara Falls and the New York area, and we also generate power through natural gas. We've got our own natural gas generators. We also have our own coal field with our own coal generation plant. We also have hydroelectric. We also have solar. And we also have wind with American Municipal Power. And AES has some of that too. AES is a lot bigger concern. But I'll tell you what, AMP, man, they hit it. I want to tell you something. Very good power system. Well, anyhow, PJM grid declares maximum generation alert as polar vortex unleashes mini ice age. Well, you know, hey, -7, -9, -10. It's not like -22. I went through that one year. It was one winter, and boy, it was cold. But anyhow, global warming alarmists such as Greta Thunberg, Al Gore, and the entire Democratic Party, well, they've been awfully quiet as parts of the lower 48 experience what feels like a mini ice age. I mean, they had snow in Florida, in the upper parts of Florida. I have friends that are in the Gainesville, Destin area, and they had about 2 inches of snow. And there are people in parts of Texas that had snow, Louisiana, Alabama, Georgia, South Carolina, okay? Well, we had it here, but basically we had cold, okay? So what do you do? You know, they're saying maximum generation alert. You could have a brownout where you're at. So you have to be prepared. That's where those GMRS radios come in handy. Candles come in handy. And I think one show I talked about the candelier that had three candles in it. It generates heat and light. I think it was about $56 from Amazon. It's a good investment. It really is. And then you get extra candles to put in it. I gave one to a friend. I said, if the power goes out, you can get this going and get some heat. You can also get some light. Do you have backup batteries? Do you have solar generators? Well, those are too expensive. Well, I'll tell you what, sometimes little units come in handy to supply power. I have a power pack that I use for my computer. If the power goes down, I have power for that. I've got flashlights, I've got battery, I've got water, I've got food. And I've got my Carhartt jacket. Boy, that thing's like bulletproof when in the wind when it's really cold outside. But I've also got an electric vest. And it was the best investment I ever bought. Boy, you put this thing in, you charge the battery, and then you connect the battery to the jacket. And it has a lighted button up here on the chest, and you hit that button. And if you hit blue, it's mildly warm. If you hit red, oh, you are gonna burn. I'm telling you, that thing gets real hot, real fast. It's good for probably 4 to 6 hours. It's good to have. One of these days, I'll show it to you, or I'll put the Amazon link. I don't get any money for anything like that. I just tell you about the products, and you get them if you want them, okay? But possible generation problems with PJM, and that's as of January 22nd, and that is today. So if it gets cold, hey, you got to have things to keep you going. If anything, get an electric blanket and use one of those solar battery things, and you can do that. I've got Geniverse batteries. I've also got Oops, O-U-P-E-S. They're very heavy, and they're 3,000 watts, and that's good for about 4 days of power. I've got a couple of them that I can use around the house to keep things going, like freezers. I can run an electric washer on that. I can power lights and so forth. It's a good thing to have. Oops. You can check them out on Amazon. They're not cheap. Okay. Neither are the Geniverse, small Geniverse batteries. But the Geniverse keeps things going. Okay. It's a good thing. All right. Let's see what else we've got. Oh, Trump executive orders. Oh, I was going to talk about those a little bit. I want to make sure you can see those on screen. Yeah, you can. You know, when he was sworn into office, I didn't know this, but outgoing presidents leave the incoming guy a little letter, and they put it in the center drawer of the desk in the White House. And in a press conference, President Trump said, oh, hey, there's a letter. Maybe I ought to read it out loud. You never know what they say in there, because every president's done it, I think. Maybe since Nixon? I don't know. I'll have to check that one out. But they always get these little ones, and they might put on it your next numbers, which would be 47 for President Trump. And the outgoing president puts a note in there. And I wonder what Joe's note would be, you know, POTUS 46. Would it be, oops, I let one go. Oh, what did I say? You mean I signed that? I don't know. I don't know what's in the letter. I really don't. Okay. But then Trump comes out and he does these executive orders like all other presidents since Washington. Yeah, George Washington did the first one. He needed stamps. And so he did an executive order so he can have stamps, so he could send letters. But then you take a look at everything that's been going on, and Trump is supposedly, I don't know how he's going to do it. He couldn't do it all in one day, but sign up, I think, 200 executive orders saying, this is what I want done. And usually with an executive order, unless it violates the Constitution or existing laws, okay, they're done. They're carried out. As far as the federal workforce, and you can see it here on the screen, freeze federal hiring. Normally, new presidents coming into office do that automatically. They want to see how many people that they need, and they want to see who they need to fire, because sometimes in your federal management, you're only there at the behest of the president. If the president doesn't like you, he can say, hey, guess what? Joe, you're fired. Have a nice day. Don't let the door hit you where the good Lord split you. There's restoring a category of federal workers. I didn't know this. It's called Schedule F. And halt new federal rules from going into effect before the administration appoints people that can review them. Okay. And any review the investigative actions, grant top secret security clearances, or take them away. And I guess Trump took away 51 or 52. Tells you something. Immigration on the border, bar asylum. Move to end birthright citizenship, suspend the refugee admissions program, declare a national emergency at the border, resume a policy requiring people to seek asylum to wait in Mexico. Consider designated cartels as foreign terrorists, okay? Terminate DEI programs across the federal government. Recognize two sexes and other things, you know, direct federal agencies to do certain things, assess certain foreign policies, withdraw the United States from the Paris Agreement, WHO, and a few other places, a few other groups, roll back energy efficiency regulations, okay, for dishwashers, shower heads, and gas stoves. So you're free to go out and get a dishwasher, shower head, and gas stoves. Also, electric cars, you can buy them if you want. But guess what? Gasoline, that's the way to go. Or diesel. Okay. I can't slight the guys that have diesels. I have a friend of mine who just got a new truck. It's diesel. And it takes a stepladder for me to crawl into that thing. That thing is huge. Humongous, even. Okay, TikTok, guess what? They're going to have TikTok for another 90 days, then they're going to try to work a deal with them. Withdraw from the World Health Organization. My only feeling is that we probably should have never joined that to begin with. Rename Mount Denali and the Gulf of Mexico. Are you going to call Mount Denali the Gulf of Mexico and the Gulf of Mexico Denali? The Gulf of Denali? I don't know. We'll find out. Fly the American flag at full staff on Monday and on future inauguration days. Big word for me to say. Implement Department of Government efficiency. That's probably a very good move. Do we really need that department? Do we really need these people working in a nonsensical department, like the Department of Silly Walks? You know, you remember Monty Python, and they had the Department of Silly Walks, and a guy walks in and he says, I want to declare a silly walk, and the guy has to demonstrate it in front of somebody. He says, oh no, that silly walk's been done someplace before. Do we really need crazy departments like that? I don't know. Well, Trump is also doubling down on a plan to return American education back to the states, because the states in the Constitution have the right to educate, not the federal government. If the federal government wants to provide funding, that's fine, but they can't tell the states how they have to teach, okay? There I am saying, okay, I got to break my habit of that. Oh, bad habit. Bad. Anyhow, have we been dumbed down over the periods of years? Have we had crazy stuff going on in schools that we should have never been teaching? How about, let's just get back to the original stuff, you know, reading, writing, arithmetic, science, okay, history. Get back to the basics. I think Hillsdale College has a very good program on that. And maybe next week I'll talk about that. It's a really good program. Some people don't like it, but I'll tell you what. It's very good in math and reading and history and so forth. It's very good. But anyhow, that's what Trump's planning on doing there. Also, Trump said yeah, but we're done with the DEI stuff and other crazy stuff. And we're going to close everything by Wednesday, end of day. That's what EOD stands for. And we'll put people on paid leave until we figure out what we're going to do. Because we don't need that. We need people to do different things. Okay? That's what he was talking about. He's a no-nonsense type of person. He's saying, according to an article that happened here at Zero Hedge, and it was originally done by Zachary Stieber at Epoch Times. It said, federal government authorizes arrest of illegal immigrants at schools and churches. Well, lately, this afternoon, I've heard that they're going to start that beginning, I guess, tomorrow. But they're going to target certain areas where they have criminals, like up in Chicago. Okay. And there I am saying, okay, stop that. I can't do that anymore. They're going to do that. They're going to check other areas. And if the aliens are here illegally and they have committed crimes, and, you know, doing really nasty stuff, they're going to deport those first. And they're probably going to say to the rest of them, okay, back across the border and fill out the forms and come in like you're supposed to. And that's coming up. So I think that's probably a good move. Also, there was something that also appeared. ABC, NBC, and CBS back in the hot seat after new FCC chair reinstates complaints. Oh, yeah, there were complaints against ABC, CBS, and NBC, and the outgoing chairman said, forget about it. The new guy coming in says, oh, no, I think we're going to take a look at this. Okay, and censorship. And so it'll be interesting to see what happens out of that. So you want to check the news for that. Oh, wow. Have you ever wondered about different types of healthcare? I'm just throwing this out. I'm not a doctor. I've never played one on TV. But I did stay on Holiday Inn Express a few times. I remember that commercial. But I saw this in Zero Hedge, a real clear wire. Maggie Miller was writing this article, Why More Americans Are Turning to Holistic Healthcare. Maybe it's because modern healthcare isn't working. Or some things are questionable. Have you ever gone to a doctor and they say, here, take this pill, take that pill, and the pill doesn't work? Oh, well, then try this pill or that pill. How about aspirin? You know, how about this? How about that? And some people say, oh, acupuncture, let's go do that. And they stick the pins in your, I don't like pins, I don't like needles, okay? But if they work, they work. Okay. Yoga works. I can't see myself being twisted into a pretzel. Okay. But there's a lot of people that are looking at the holistic approach. And personally, I look at regular doctors. I look at chiropractors. Chiropractors know about bones and nerves. Doctors know about pushing pills or doing things that help people. You look at all the sources. Okay, you just don't go to one and put your hope all in one. Hey, there was a thing about McDonald's. Just launched a new meal that has fans racing to the drive-thru. Gotta catch them all. Guess what? It's Pokemon. Yeah. Get a Happy Meal and you get the Pokemon cards. Pokemon Dragon Discovery Happy Meal. I wonder if it tastes like dragon. I don't know. Pokemon was a big thing over in Japan, and maybe it might be a big, big thing here. Personally, I don't know. But the article says, as for food, it comes with the typical offering of four-piece McNuggets, six-piece McNuggets, or hamburger, including a drink, fries, and apple slices. Yeah, for kids. Pokemon! Just give me a good old cheeseburger. Okay. Well, a little bit of humor here before we go. And I think you guys will like this. Remember President Reagan? He had a great sense of humor. He really did. I don't know about the other presidents. I know that he did. So here's an outtake with some of his humor. And I think you're going to sit back and enjoy this one. I know. Get your popcorn out. Get your drinks. Sit back, relax, and watch.
I just want to... Oh, I can't resist. I'm supposed to quit right here.
Well, there he is.
But in view of the five things that I just said, I don't know whether you know it or not, but I have a new hobby. I am collecting stories that I can actually prove are told among the Russian people. They make them up themselves. They tell them between themselves. Reveals they got a great sense of humor. And they've also got a little cynical attitude about things in their country. And one of these stories, the one I'm going to tell you, I told to General Secretary Gorbachev. And he laughed. The story was an American and a Russian arguing about their two countries. And the American said, look, in my country, I can walk into the Oval Office. I can pound the president's desk and say, Mr. President, I don't like the way you're running our country. And the Russian said, I can do that. The American said, you can? He says, yes. I can go into the Kremlin, to the general secretary's office, pound his desk and say, Mr. General Secretary, I don't like the way President Reagan's running his country.
President, distinguished members of the Congress, honored guests, and fellow citizens. Today marks my first State of the Union address to you, a constitutional duty as old as our republic itself. President Washington began this tradition in 1790 after reminding the nation that the destiny of self-government and the preservation of the sacred fire of liberty is finally staked on the experiment entrusted to the hands of the American people. For our friends in the press who place a high premium on accuracy, let me say, I did not actually hear George Washington say it. I can define middle age. That's when you're faced with two temptations and you choose the one that'll get you home at 9 o'clock. A realtor who was out driving on a back road on his way to look at some property and suddenly noticed down beside him was a chicken keeping pace with him, and he was doing 60 miles an hour. And suddenly the chicken spurted out ahead of him, and it looked to him as if the chicken had three legs. And then it turned and went down a side road and into a barnyard, and the driver turned down that lane, drove into the barnyard. There was a farmer there, and he asked him, he said, did you see a chicken go by here? And the farmer said, yep. He says, did they have three legs? And the farmer says, yep, I raise them that way. I breed them. He says, you do? He said, how come? Well, he said, I just love the drumstick and always liked the drumstick. And now Junior's come along and he likes it. And we just got tired of fighting over it. So I've been breeding three-legged chickens. And the driver said, well, how do they taste? He says, I don't know. I haven't been able to catch one yet. But there's nothing I enjoy more than a little country humor. One of the great things about having you here is that I get to tell a farm joke. First, I need a setting, but Rick, you're from Kansas, right? Okay, this takes place in Kansas. There was an old Kansas farmer there. He had a piece of creek bottom land that had never been developed at all. It was all rocks and brush and all messed up. And he started in on clearing the underbrush and hauling away the rocks, then cultivating the soil there. And he planted a garden, everything from vegetables on to corn. It really became a garden spot. He was pretty proud of what he'd done. So one Sunday morning in church after the service, he asked the preacher if he wouldn't stop by to have a look. Well, the preacher arrived, and he took one look, and he said, oh, this is wonderful. He said, these are the biggest tomatoes I've ever seen. Praise the Lord. He said, those green beans, that squash, those melons. He said, the Lord really has blessed this place. And look at the height of that corn. He said, the God has really been good. And the old boy was listening to all this, and he was getting more and more fidgety, and finally he blurted out, "Reverend, I wish you could have seen it when the Lord was doing it by himself." As it was falling, grabbed a limb sticking off the side of the cliff, and looked down 300 feet to the canyon floor below, and then looked up and said, "Lord, if there's anyone up there, give me faith. Tell me what to do." And a voice from the heavens said, "If you have faith, let go." He looked down the canyon floor and then took another look up and says, "Is there anyone else up there?" I've always thought of the importance of communication and how much a part it plays in what you and I, what all of us are trying to do. And one day, a former place kicker with the Los Angeles Rams, who later became a sports announcer, Danny Villanueva, told me about communications. He said he'd been having dinner over at the home of a young ball player with the Dodgers. The young wife was bustling about getting the dinner ready. They were talking sports, and the baby started to cry. And over her shoulder, his busy wife said to the ball player, "Change the baby." And he was a young fella, and he was embarrassed in front of Danny, and he said, "What do you mean, change the baby? I'm a ball player. That's not my line of work." And she turned around, put her hands on her hips, and she communicated. She said, "Look, Buster, you lay the diaper out like a diamond. You put second base on home plate. You put the baby's bottom on the pitcher's mound. You hook up first and third, slide home underneath. And if it starts to rain, the game ain't called. You start all over." There aren't any words to that can properly tell you how bittersweet these days are. And the things that we would like to say to all of you. You know, I keep remembering back and not too far, when someplace along the line there would always be a picture of a president standing in the Oval Office and looking out the window, usually the picture from behind, and he's standing there, and then his words are quoted as a tag for that picture about, "This is the loneliest place," and "Rather lonely," and so forth. I don't know about them. I haven't been lonely 1 minute.
Oh, boy, guys. With that, we're just about out of time. And I'll tell you what. They called him the great communicator, which he was. He was fantastic. And, you know, you have a tendency to go, hey, he was a good president. And he was once a Democrat. Changed to being a Republican. But he was a good communicator. Well, anyhow, guys, I hope that you stay warm, okay, because it's going to get cold tonight. I hope you have plenty of blankets. Hope that electric blanket works, too. Make sure you have your beverage and stay hydrated. And if you got maybe a pan of water on the stove a little bit before you go to bed, you might want to put a little humidity in the air. And, of course, make sure the stove is turned off before you go to bed. Mm-hmm. Other than that, guys, have a good week. We'll talk with you next week. And we've got Money and Change live this Sunday. And we're going to talk about a lot of different things. With that, that's all I have. Have a good week. And we'll talk to you next week. See ya.
In a world drowning in noise, where truth is often buried beneath layers of propaganda and misinformation, there's a need for a different kind of a network. A network of creators that cuts through the clutter, that doesn't shy away from tough topics, and that delivers the unfiltered truth. We are Trim Radio Network. We are creators. We are innovators. We are investigators. We're the ones who aren't afraid to call a spade a spade. If you're ready to participate in thought-provoking discussions, informational topics, and, of course, today's biggest headlines, subscribe to our YouTube channel today. We're Trim Radio Network. We're cutting the bull and serving the truth.